It's been a tough year for the nation's public schools. State budget cuts have led to all kinds of other cuts to the number of teachers, programs, and school days. Some communities are trying to raise their own money for schools, passing tax increases or just passing the hat for private donations. NPR's Neva Grant reports on one city that's raised a lot of private money, which has raised some pointed questions.
Lake Oswego, Oregon is one of those places that families move to for the schools. It's small and wealthy, proud of its high test scores. But because of drastic state cutbacks this year, the school district planned to do something almost unheard of here, to cut the jobs of 33 full-time teachers, including high school teacher Ursula Wolf Rocha.
Who has structural adjustment programs enforced in their countries? Third world countries that are what?
In debt.
In debt.
Just a few weeks ago, Wolf Rocha found out her job was safe because this Portland suburb of about 40,000 people raised enough money to pay her salary and that of the other threatened teachers. They raised about $1.5 million total. Parents and business leaders rallied around the slogan, "Save our teachers," and Wolf Rocha says it made her feel like an exotic endangered species, like the spotted owl. She says some of her own students helped raise money by taking part in a phone-a-thon.
This one student in particular came up to me and said, "Hey, Miss Wolf, I raised $118.23 to save you last night," you know, or some number that was just very specific. And it was just so sweet, you know. There's nothing sweeter than that.
Nothing sweeter, she says, but it's also bittersweet.
I mean, I am obviously incredibly grateful. I think it's rare that people say, we need to maintain education and actually put out the bucks, and they put out the bucks in a big way. But I do feel bitterness of the fact that there are people in many districts all throughout the state that can't do that and that aren't going to do that.
It's an issue that comes up again and again in the public schools. What is fair? Consider how Lake Oswego raised that $1.5 million through its local school foundation, which raises money for the whole district. In this tight economy, some foundations across the country have stopped paying for things like computers or band uniforms and are now buying basics like books, paper, and in the places that can afford it and will allow it, they are buying back the jobs of threatened teachers. And that is not fair, says Wendy Purifoy. She's president of the Public Education Network, a group of local organizations that support disadvantaged schools across the country.
We have this system of financing our public schools that if the parents go out and raise money, the taxpayers or the public is not forced to address these issues, and you create even more disequilibrium between poor kids and other kids.
Purifoy says many communities couldn't dream of raising the private donations they raised in Lake Oswego, Oregon. But look next door to Lake Oswego, she says. Look at Portland. The people there took a more collective approach to their school budget problems, she says. They voted to raise their income tax.
Parents are not the only ones that benefit from public education, and parents should not be the only ones who solve the problem around short funding.
Dennis Elliott is a Lake Oswego parent.
We shouldn't have to do that. But we don't have the power to tax, we don't have the power to levy. The only power we have is to ask people to donate money.
Everybody wants their children's schools to be good, and that's what we're trying to do here.
Another Lake Oswego parent, Casey Holwerda, says the parents here were worried when they heard that possible teacher cuts would drive up the size of classes.
We have three elementary school children. Class size really matters in those younger years. I can't imagine if we had to have a first grader with 30 kids in her class.
Casey Holwerda's husband is Steve Holwerda.
You know, we've been saying in Lake Oswego, we kind of have public schools with a private subsidy. It is a voluntary tax, in essence, and it's almost a user fee in the sense that most of the donations come from people that have kids in the school.
These parents say they are devoted supporters of public school, but in these tight economic times, it seems they've refined their definition of public. As Steve Holwerda says, it's more of a private partnership, at least this year. Wendy Purifoy of the Public Education Network worries that kind of attitude could affect public policy.
If the state sees that it's okay and people will just go out and raise money, they will keep on cutting these budgets.
But the people of Lake Oswego, Oregon, say they hope their campaign will have the opposite effect on the state legislature. They say local fundraising sends a strong message that people here value public schools. We can raise this kind of money in a crisis, they say. But next year, the state better pick up the tab. Neva Grant, NPR News.